Channel.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to hear the truth, unfiltered. It's Sean Salisbury, unfiltered. He's played football, baseball, and basketball. He played pro football for 10 years, and he's been a broadcaster for 12 years. Now he takes it to the internet radio airwaves. Get ready for sports talk like you've never heard before. Now, here's Sean Salisbury.
Good morning, Voice America sports fans. Sean Salisbury, unfiltered. The life and the sexy life and luxury of a TV and former football player and radio guy, right? Well, my morning is I woke up, been doing laundry, had my son who's been sick, got him off to school, and folding clothes. That's how sexy this is. No, I'm not a diva and have somebody do it for me. I do it myself. See? Normal life. That's how unfiltered I am. I get my ass up, get my son ready for school. Well, he can get himself ready. Good gracious, he's a high schooler. But, you know, I like to spend time talking to him and hanging out with him early in the morning. And then I, you know, do preparation to do the night before, and I'm fold clothes. Fold clothes. But I got an hour of sports to talk with you. Soon to be 2 hours, Monday through Friday. Kicking it on a Friday. I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the weekend. Excited about the weekend. There's so much going on in sports. Pose the question to you right off the bat. Now, the great thing about doing this show is because you can do it from a studio. If you have a studio in your place, which I do, where you live, you can do it from both. I can do it in my boxer briefs. Good morning to me, man. That's the one. That's the most unfiltered part of my preparation for the show. Is folding clothes and sitting around in slippers, boxer briefs, doing the show. Now, the fellas out there are saying, Sean. And the girls out there are saying, Sean. Well, see, so I'm screwed either way. Anyway, we got an hour of good sports. Jets owner is disappointed. I find this hilarious. The Jets owner, Woody Johnson, is disappointed in Braylon Edwards. He's disappointed in Braylon Edwards. They've had three or four talks and talk about how, you know, serious it is and the rest of it. It happens in real life, happens in sports, is what he says. But they're still suiting him up on Sunday. And Rex Ryan will make the decision. And this is hard for me because I'm a Rex Ryan fan. Braylon Edwards should not get into the game. He shouldn't even be in uniform. He should be in street clothes. Sorry, he should. We'll hit that, but boy, the owner's disappointed. Well, that's a shocker. Huge game. Falcons going to the Saints. That may be my upset of the week, guys. And I'm going to tell you why as we go on the show. This early in the season at 0-2, would you fire a coach? Would you fire a coach? Let's say the Cowboys, who I believe after this week have a bye. They play the Texans. They're 0-2. They are 0-2 and have done nothing to show us why they should be anything better than that. The Cowboys are nothing more than a fantasy, right now, a fantasy football dream for the wide, for Austin and you know, Dez Bryant gets rolling and Tony Romo. They're a fantasy football. Not the running backs because they're not committed to the run. They're nothing more than a fantasy football team. If you like fantasy football, they'll win for you. Put up 350-yard passing games, 10 catches for 130 yards, a couple touchdowns. They'll give you fantasy numbers, and that's all they are. And if the Cowboys go 0-3 and show up like they had the last 2 weeks, they ought to turn their paycheck back in and donate it to charity. All this Super Bowl talk, hogwash. But do you fire a coach? There's whispers and some crazy blogger. And at least that's the problem with bloggers. And I'm not, I mean, I blog and people blog. I'm not talking about people that have a, I don't even know if it's reputation or credibility. Anybody can have credibility. But I believe is if I blog, you need to be held accountable for what you write. You just do.
There's some blogger out there who wrote that Braylon Edwards was getting cut or had been cut. There's a blogger out there who said that there's a handshake agreement with another coach that is going to replace Wade Phillips. I mean, you better have some credibility. And that's why I think these horses' asses that just write whatever they want without credibility just because they want their 15 minutes of fame bother me. Everybody can blog. That's fine. And it doesn't mean you're not a talented blogger. But how about a little resource to back it up? And with the way the laws are, yeah, they can write anything about you. They can write that I've got that I squat to pee, or that I'm a woman. They can write anything about you, that you cheated on your husband. Doesn't matter. People read it. Some the ignorant ones believe everything they read, but they can also sit there and say whatever they want without accountability. So if you're going to blog, just have some accountability, maybe a source or two, and write it. And your opinion's great. You can write any opinion you want, commentary. That's why we have column writers. It's great. But you know what? Just, I mean, have a little, be careful of what you're saying, but people don't care because it's the time, well, I'm going to get famous. I'm going to write this, and if it comes true, it's great. If it doesn't, nobody will know. But you know what? Have a little credibility behind it. If you got no credibility, we don't need to hear it, nor are we interested. And I'm just as critical of the people who believe everything they read. Just like I saw on the cover of a magazine this morning. Ooh, Kim Kardashian's pregnant? Is she? How many times has Jennifer Aniston been pregnant? But she never has been. So, you know what? Let's make sure there's credibility. So is there credibility in the fact that people of the whispers are starting to talk about, is the coach going to be fired? Is Wade Phillips really going to be fired if the Cowboys are 0-3 going into a bye week? Can you fire a coach? I guess you can, but would you? Hire an interim coach? Do you go out and get Gruden, Dungy? I mean, there's four coaches out there that I can think of right this second that are all Hall of Fame-type material coaches or all difference makers. Gruden, would he leave Monday Night Football booth to go coach the Dallas Cowboys? I would. Monday Night's going to be there. You can always go back to that. Mike Holmgren. I know he's new in Cleveland, but, man, Mike Holmgren, boy, wouldn't that be enticing if Jerry Jones called up Mike Holmgren and said, leave the president of the Cleveland Browns. You want to come coach my team? Tony Dungy, would Tony do it? Such a family-oriented guy, tries to prevent burnout, does a little bit of TV, but, you know, such a family guy. And Bill Cowher. They have to offer Cowher about $8 million, but would he want to deal with it? Would he want more control than Jerry's willing to give him? But would coaches, is it smart to fire a coach at 888-346-9144? Smart to fire a coach during the season? And if you go with an interim coach, you know, more than likely he's going to end up getting fired too. So you'd basically have three coaches in a year. That's kind of what the Raiders have done in the past. And the Redskins, they seem to want to fire everybody. And with Wade's regular season record, except for this year, it's been pretty good. It's about postseason and winning. So the rumors are out there. Would you fire a coach? 888-346-9144 during the season. And if you're a Cowboy fan or a Cowboy hater, if the Cowboys are 0-3, would you fire him after they're 0-3? Does it serve a purpose? And would they honestly consider promoting Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator who makes $3 million a year and makes almost as much as the head coach, to the interim head coach? Would they do that? Would you do that? A lot going on in college football. Huge games. Two of them that stick out in my mind. Well, Miami-Pittsburgh. Thought it would be closer. Miami dominated him. Ja'Cory had a couple touchdown passes. That was no game from the start. Got SMU-TCU tonight. TCU's a really, really good football team. We keep hearing Boise State, and TCU just seems to keep flying under the radar. And I don't know how they're flying under the radar as a top-five team, but they'll knock you in the mouth, and they're athletic as heck, and they got a big-time quarterback in Dalton. It's at SMU right here in Dallas. June Jones is athletic with speed, and he'll challenge it and throw it as many times as he needs to. I think it's going to be closer than people think, but I do believe TCU wins a football game. Huge game tonight. Sneaky game. And then tomorrow, there's games all over the lot, two that stick out, obviously Boise State, Oregon State. We've talked a little about that. And Alabama at Arkansas. Boise State's home. Arkansas's home. 10-1. Arkansas that good? Boy, their passing game and their wide receivers are outstanding. Is Bobby Petrino ready for Nick Saban? Young secondary Alabama has. Do you throw it? But Nick Saban is a lot like Bill Belichick. Matter of fact, they're almost carbon copies of each other in the way they do things. Nick's a little more of a salesman than Bill is. both great football coaches, both masterminds on how to prepare a game plan, both know how to get psychologically into their players' heads, and none of them give us media anything to go on, which I love. See, I'm in the media, and I love Belichick and Saban because they don't give a shit what you think, nor should they. You're not privy. You don't need to be in their huddle. They don't need to tell the media. They're not above anybody. The media thinks, oh, Belichick won't tell us anything, or Nick Saban won't tell us anything. So what? If I'm a coach, you're not getting information either. Give you what you need to hear, what you think you need to hear, and I'm done. Give you what I want you to hear as a coach, not what you want. Sometimes the media thinks they're actually bigger than the game, and we're not. Matter of fact, we just happen to have a job that somebody's crazy enough to pay us to talk about it, or write about it, or blog about it. Same thing, I guess, writing and blogging. But don't you think that Nick Saban's going to come in? You expect Alabama to be flat? I don't. I love when people say that. And who, you know, we had this conversation at Fox last night when I was doing with Mike Ducey. For those who don't know, he's a local Fox guy, and with the Kevin Morrell, who runs the show over there, and you know, is our boss on the show, the producer of the show. We were having a conversation with Tony Casillas also about that very thing. Flat. I said flat. People talk about in the week two that some NFL team came in flat last week. How do you do that? How do you make $5 million a year and come in flat? How do you make $500,000 a year and come in flat? How do you make no money and come in flat? Don't you have some balls enough to be competitive? I don't understand. I've never understood flat. I get it in baseball or in the NBA, hockey, where you're playing on the East Coast one night and then you got a West Coast game the next. I get it how you come out in the first quarter flat a little bit. Energy, baseball, four at bats, 20 days in a row. I understand why you have maybe a game or two where you're like, man, bat speed wasn't there. I don't think there's an excuse. Now, football players, it's physical, and I think it's the toughest sport in the world. I get it. You may not be physically good to go, but mentally and emotionally, how can you be flat playing in front of all these people and getting and doing what you love? I don't want to hear it. So we're going to talk about who's going to be flat in week three. Huge games in the NFL. Don't overlook the Titans-Giants game. Don't sleep on the 49ers-Chiefs game. But college football, we got that. And would you fire a coach during the season? And if you think Nick Saban is not going to be prepared for this weekend for his football team, you're out of your damn mind and you don't understand football. We're going to talk that. Got so much to break down, and we only got an hour to do it, soon to be 2 hours. It's Sean Salisbury Unfiltered, 888-346-9144. Call and chime in. We're bringing it. You bring it too.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network. Get the inside scoop on the Georgia Bulldogs. Tune in to Keelan Johnson on College Football Game Day, on the radio, and every day on KeelanJohnson.com. On Keelan's Keeping It Real Radio, you can talk to Keelan and his former teammates about the Bulldogs, college football, and all things sports. Keelan's the go-to analyst for Bulldog football on pre- and post-game television on KeelanJohnson.com. And now, every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in every college game day for Keelan Johnson, Keeping It Real Radio. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes on
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Back to the show here, Sean Salisbury Unfiltered. Jets owners disappointed. Disappointed in Braylon Edwards, but he's still suiting up Sunday. I don't get it, but that's just me. But would you fire a coach? 888-346-9144, SeanSals@gmail.com. Would you fire a coach during the season? What purpose does it serve? What purpose does it serve? Get some emails at gmail.com. I'll get to them in just a second. Huge weekend in college football. And we could sit here and talk about, you know, I had a friend of mine was talking about, you know, do you talk about the tabloids and stuff? She was asking me this last night, and I was, well, you know, every now and then you got to mix it in for good fun because you can't beat up sports. So that's the great thing about it is I've told you guys this, that I like to focus between the lines. Every now and then, every now and again, somebody's ass will be so good, like the female TVS tech has reported. We just got to talk about it. When an ass becomes that famous, we got to talk about it. But I can tell you this, I'm not going to tell you who's cheating on their wife. I mean, I'm unfiltered, but I'm not willing to ruin marriages or a person's life. I won't do that. But we sure as heck will have fun talking sports. And I'll, you know, like I did earlier the week, I every now and then will bring up the question, pose a question that if you had your celebrity one-night role, who would it be? We've had that. But we're mostly hardcore, hitting at sports, having laughs, joking. But we're unfiltered. We get after it, man. We get after it. You can actually turn on your radio right now and go to a local radio show and hear 40 minutes of commercials, 20 minutes of content, and 18 of those 20 minutes will be complete bullshit for you if that's what you want to hear. But if you want to hear it like it's the, we're not afraid to say it. The only reason, and there's only one reason why I haven't had guests on here so far. First, an hour, you don't want to muddy the show, but I'm going to have, we'll have a guest on next week talking about early in the week about the, Philadelphia Eagles and Michael Vick's second start. But after a couple weeks, I wanted to establish what we're about on this show. So it gets out. We're going to have T-shirts printed up, my marketing people, hats, because the Unfiltered brand's going places. And it's not an Unfiltered brand, just bad Unfiltered. It's good. We like the Unfiltered part of great stuff, raising money for charity. We like the Unfiltered part of telling it like it is on the field. Players respect and appreciate that. They all want to say it. Fans all want to say it. It's just, thank goodness Voice America Sports and people out there let you say it, and we know internet radio is where it's going. You guys all know that. You all know that. So that's why we're going to build this brand so it's unfiltered. Turn it into TV, build it big. You want to turn on your TV and have hard-hitting, let you know what it's like, and take you into the huddle and tell you some stories, which I'll do on here. One of the great locker room fights of all time. One of the great locker room fights of all time. Just teasing you a little bit. When I was in Minnesota with John Randall. We'll take you that. Who was the most vicious guy you didn't want to fight on the field during a team training camp practice? We're taking you places you don't really get to go. And most of you will never be in a huddle, but I'll damn well tell you, some of you are smart enough to, judging from some of the guys I see in the league. It's a bunch of players blessed with talent. We get you in the huddle, and that's where I'm taking you. Only reason why you're not hearing like the boatload of guests, first of all, I want to make sure the fans are included. Got to have the fans included. You guys got to chime in as often as you can. I love it. This show's for you. I do it for you. Players will love it, too. And you know what? Players may not like the fact that they got called a bitch because they didn't tackle in the game. But you know what? They probably look at the tape and say, you know what? We look like a three-ring circus and acted like a bitch. That's okay. We'd rather hear it as an athlete who knows and who's had success and failure. They're not all called like it is as long as you don't challenge their, you know, unless it's not pointed directly at them. Now, I can say a team ran around like a bunch of bitches and didn't tackle, or I can say what Braylon Edwards did was completely ridiculous. Doesn't mean I don't like him. That's why it's unfiltered here, because that's what we're telling you exactly what you sit around with your buddies or your girlfriends or your guy friends doing. And that's what you want to hear, the truth.
Sometimes we hide behind it because we're afraid of the outcome. Oh, this person may not like me. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not doing it to hurt anybody's feelings. And I don't care what their past is like. You know what? As long as they're making headway in their future, we all got a past. And you, the home that are sitting there and a little bit holier than thou and self-righteous, your ass has a past too. Okay? So save it. You may not always agree that if I pick the Ravens over the Browns that week, Cleveland fans may hate me, but I love you. I love the banner back and forth. I don't think I'm any better than anybody that's doing it. Now, that's a lie. I actually think I'm better than all of them. But I prepare hard. I try to bring it to you, try to give you guys insight, and try to have you get your insight back. And I'll respect. I'm never going to hang up on a caller, no matter what they say. I'm not going to hang up on you. You're going to get your time in, unlike someone that cuts you off. Just because your opinion's different than mine, or you got something to say, you may say, Sean, I hated you as a player. I hate you as an analyst. I've had that happen. Thought, oh, my gosh, he's the cockiest guy in the world because he goes on there and he's a know-it-all. Well, I don't try to be like that. I just try to tell like it is. And then they'll meet you in a restaurant and say, man, I never thought you were like that. Well, I'm a normal dude, man. I'm just a normal dude who doesn't think my job's any more important than yours. I just have a different form to express it. And I'm giving you that form here. And we go to 2 hours. That's another reason. There'll be more guests on here. I want to hear them, too. I want to get in the heart of them, and I want to hear their cold, hard insights about what they want to, what an athlete wants to say. And they're going to be unfiltered also. The athletes are going to be unfiltered also. They'll come on here and tell it like it is, and I love that. That's why you got to like Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens. Why not? They're going to tell it like it is. I disagree with some of the things they do and say, but I love them for it. No hate here, man. Let's go to Rich in Dallas. Welcome to Voice America Sports. Rich, what's going on, man?
Week, the Braylon Edwards deal.
Yep.
Not only the DWI, but the later report that came from who knows where that reported that he's going to be released, that supposedly came from Yahoo or somewhere through a blog site, through a who knows, through a Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not even sure where it came from.
Yep. Nobody
it was out
is.
There, though.
No way to corroborate the story. Then you got the same kind of deal going on with Wade being fired Monday and Billick's coming in to be the coach or Mariucci or whoever.
Yeah, we left Mariucci out. Steve was a hell of a coach. So there's six of them out there that can coach.
Yeah,
so,
why not just throw Parcells in there, Lombardi in the mix while you're –
Vince can come out of the grave and coach. Why not, man?
Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out, you just talked about the truth and being unfiltered and all that. I'm wondering how these guys, these bloggers who cite these sources and they're not held accountable.
Well, I want you to hang on because I want you to finish this and you can respond to this. Let me just tell you from personal experience, going back to me. And it was an off-the-field experience, and it's well-documented, but you see it all the time. First of all, bloggers are not held. They can say anything they want. And I can make up, you can say, a source close to the Packers told me, if you're a blogger, let's say it's Dave from Pittsburgh. And who's going to, you can't find the source. How can that person be held accountable? Say, he told me that Dave Wanstead's going to take over for Mike Tomlin. Well, let me have you. You can't corroborate it. What are you going to do? The problem is also, Rich, is the people who believe it. In my case, 4 years ago in 2006, my dad's dying of cancer. This is no excuse. I'm just saying I was going through a lot of times. Sitting in a bar with three of my buddies. You know, we do the old cell phone dick picture with our, just laughing as a joke. It was no horror. And then a third party, a female wants to see it. Boom, show it. Just as a joke. 7 seconds, bam. Next thing you know, 3 months later, I'm suspended. I work 2 more years, and now the controversy, oh my gosh, now it's, he was showing it at work. He pulled it out of his pants. You know what I'm saying, Rich? I mean,
right.
The story got from a 7-second sophomoric stupid joke with friends. Blogger started to write that I had four heads and two of them were down below. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you're backed into a corner. You say, man, what do you do? Do you respond to it? Do you don't respond to it? People keep beating you up. They say you got fired. Well, you didn't get fired. I mean, and they say, well, you got fired. Well, when it happened to me in 2006, I still worked 2 more years. Controversial, stupid mistake for me, yes. But it was a joke among guys that somebody else got involved in, third party, and that's how I got in trouble. But if you read stories on the internet, oh my gosh.
And you don't even know who to respond to.
I don't know, and that's what happened. It gets you. Then you're like, well, I'm just going to go away and not say anything. People want to know why you respond. Then when you do respond, they say, oh, you shouldn't respond to them, and then you dig a hole deeper for yourself. Well,
I finally
got to the point where I said, you know what,
you
just
guilty.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
And Rich, I got to tell you, and I'm not just trying to focus this on me, it ruined me for about 3 years.
Sure it did. I know
I mean, here I am a dad. I was married 17 years, and my divorce happened even before this, had never, ever been to a human resources meeting in my life, and all of a sudden over something off camp, away from work, comes in and he's at work, and all of a sudden now I'm just walking around bothering people. Well, it hurt me because not only hurt me, but you're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And then you start to look around and you get angry and you get resentment. And you say, well, why didn't they defend me? And why? And bottom line is, then the story grows and some guy can write a blog. Well, you know, before you know it, and now you're chasing everything around. So I got to the point where I said, you know what? You just got to hope that people are smart enough to believe what they read. And for me, it really cut me deep. I lost some self-worth for a while. But you know what? I battled back, and this is me unfiltered telling the truth. And that's exactly how it happened in my case. But, man, you'd think that I raped, pillaged, there's a pedophile. You know what I'm saying, Rich? I mean, it went all over. Before you know it, any blogger can write anything, but I can't go to them and hold them accountable.
No, you can't. In a lot of those cases, you can't even figure out who to go to try to hold somebody accountable. And when you try to hold them accountable through other means, I mean, it's just like me and you writing back and forth on Twitter or Facebook.
Yep.
We're not going to be held accountable for that stuff between two guys.
Nope.
But there's got to be some sort of journalistic integrity that there's a standard for what every day. You ought to have a license to do what these guys are doing. And
You can't sell insurance without a license or be a broker or a stockbroker without a license. And those change people's lives, Rich. And you know what? This, bloggers, you can actually affect somebody's career in life.
Sure you can.
You know, if you just tell the truth, we're all good with it.
Yeah.
Now you give a commentary, and if you say, this is my opinion, here's what I think is going to happen, I'm okay with that too. But when they start, you know, citing things and saying things, and you know it's complete bullshit, it's like, oh my gosh, how do you respond? So, Rich, you know what? While I was going through that, and you know, you go through your down times and wondering who your friends are, thinking, well, how do you get to a point or talk to somebody where you can legislate something to hold them accountable? And maybe someday we will, but right now, Rich, you can go on after we get off this conversation, say anything you want, and guess what? You may turn into a blogging superstar. You know what I mean,
bud? You may, and I tell you one thing that I always have believed, and I think I wrote this to you in an email. At some point, you got to start believing what you see instead of what you hear.
No question about it. Rich, before we go to break,
yep.
I appreciate you, first of all, and thank you for your time. Quickly, Cowboys 0-3 or Cowboys win 1 this week?
Oh, boy, I don't have a good feeling for the Cowboys at all going down to Houston. If they keep the Texans under 115, 120 yards rushing, they got a chance. I see it's probably something like a 24-20 game. Houston, probably.
You heard me. I got 31-27, and I'll tell people
that's
who it is.
Probably about right, bud.
Points. Rich, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time, and thanks for chiming in on that. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
No problem, bud. Talk to you.
This is Voice America Sports. I'm Sean Salisbury. We're bringing it to you unfiltered. The truth. Just don't have a cell phone with a picture in it. Because then it gets ugly. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You're locked in to Sean Salisbury Unfiltered on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSalz@gmail.com. That's SeanSalz@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Man, I wish we had a couple hours today. So much. Got an email from Anthony in New York. He's not a big fan of firing coaches during the season. Can't remember a team in recent memory who has fired a coach and gone on to playoff success. Couldn't agree more. Speaking of flat teams, I can see Houston coming out flat this weekend after last week's draining overtime win against Washington. Great show. Talk to you next week, Anthony from New York. Anthony, thank you. And Rich, appreciate you, my man. We got such good listeners, and there's some others. We got a Jim in Miami who is for firing coaches. And it's a long email, basically says that if it's not going the right direction, at least maybe, I'm just summarizing here, maybe you can get it to go in that direction and find a hidden gem in your interim coach. Now, I don't agree with that, because if there's a gem there, then he's a coordinator, he's waiting for his opportunity. But I just think, because if you hire in-house with the same guy, aren't you getting the same feel? You know what? Same motivation? And Cowboys had a players-only meeting this week. We focus a lot on the Cowboys because here's a Super Bowl team, it's 0-2. It has nothing to do with me being here in Dallas. This is a national show, folks. Philly, Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, all you guys, we love it all. But Dallas is like, oh my gosh, and we're not even talking about Pittsburgh at 2-0 and kicking butt. But Dallas had a players-only meeting, and I'm going to hit this next week to see how it comes about. We don't have enough time today. But players-only meetings, like, do you fire a coach during the season? I hate players-only meetings. Players-only meetings are for losing teams. You never hear a players-only meeting when you're winning. And all it is a bitch fest. And then you say our practice habits haven't been good. 2 weeks into the season, your practice habits haven't been good. So what are you telling your coaches? Well, then it's an indictment on the coaching staff. They haven't had you ready to play. It's a bitch fest. People take it personal because the egos and the fragile egos of athletes. I don't believe in them. We're going to talk more about that. Now we're talking, do you fire a coach? This is from Curtis in San Diego. Doesn't believe in firing a coach during the season. Believes you let him play it out. You made your bed. You got to sleep in it. Play it out and evaluate. And this, I love this. And evaluate how people play under duress, how a guy coaches under duress. Kurt San Diego, you're exactly right. I do the same thing. I evaluate because I can find more about a team when they're getting their butt kicked as opposed to when they're winning by 40. We're going to find out just how much balls the Cowboys have this weekend. We really are. We're going to find out if the Vikings got some balls. Boy, Vikings team scares me, not in a good way, in a bad way, because they have no perimeter. They have no perimeter challenge. I know that when a thought hits me, I got to say it. Vikings, I mean, they went out and got Hank Basket. God love him, and I know his wife, and she's a great lady. And you know what? This is nothing on Hank, but if you think Hank's going to make the difference, there's a reason why he's not in Philadelphia. That didn't upgrade their team, gave him depth, but didn't upgrade him. There's not a threat there. Vikings are in trouble, folks. Vikings are in trouble. Cowboys in trouble. Cowboys' schedule is brutal. They lose this. I don't see how it gets done playoff-wise. I'm not for firing a coach during the season. I'm for letting him, you know what? I'm for letting him, if you're 0-4, 0-5, deal with the pressure. Getting knocked in the face by the media. Getting questioned. How do you respond? I want to see that. And then you go out and do your recruiting of the next coach and evaluate that coach out there. There may be another coordinator. There may be somebody you like. I don't believe in it. And I don't believe you can bring a Bill Cowher in 3 games of the season, have him change the whole thing. Because what good is it? You can't have another training camp. Now, you get 2 weeks if you do it during the bye week, But you can't have a training camp to change everything. The head coach would have to come in, learn what they're doing, and basically would he just be as a babysitter for the year until he was able to get his staff in and do it in the offseason. I'm not for it. I'm just not for it. And I don't believe teams should ever be flat. Physically, you may get your butt kicked, but I don't believe in teams being flat in the National Football League. How they're flat is beyond me. I don't get it. You're getting paid. You're doing what you love to do. Now, you may get beat, and you may physically not play your best, but I don't know how you go in mentally flat to a game. I think it's a cop-out, and I think it's brutal. Some important games this week. I think as much as I love Mike Riley and Oregon State, I think Boise State's going to run Oregon State. I think they beat him by a couple touchdowns. I'm a Pac-10 guy. Pains me to say it, but I think Boise State runs them. Problem with Boise State, the key in this game, folks, is Boise State must be able to deal with the other speed of Oregon State, the Rodgers brothers. This team can run, and Mike Riley will have them ready. I think Boise State, people are killing Boise State still. Oh, they're not that good as a number three team because they don't play enough BCS teams. Well, we get an Oregon State team coming to town. Let's see what happens. But they're going to have the question all year long. You're just going to. I don't see TCU getting a whole lot of talk and love. They're sure not getting the pub Boise State is, and TCU is as good a team as there is, as complete a team as there is in the country other than Alabama and Ohio State right now. South Carolina at Auburn, 15 and 14. This is USA Today rankings. 15 and 14. There's so many different, you know, everybody's got a ranking. South Carolina still, you know, the quarterback situation, but if you're South Carolina, give it to Lattimore and let him run. That is a full-grown man, maybe the second or third best running back in America, and he's a freshman. He got a lot of Herschel Walker in him. There's a big guy with speed who can pound you inside but beat you on the perimeter. West Virginia and LSU, another game of ranked teams. Going on the road to LSU. I'm not sure LSU's that good. They got LSU by 10. West Virginia always seems to hang around. I think West Virginia can beat them. I'm taking LSU to win because you know what? It is a tough place to play dealing with LSU at their house. But this will be a better game than people think. I don't see LSU winning by 10 points. I just don't see that happening. The huge game, Alabama-Arkansas. There's one reason, in my opinion, why Arkansas can win the game is because they can throw it all over the lot. Now, that can be a good thing, and that can be a bad thing. When you throw it all over the lot and you're on fire and you're hot, you can score quickly and score often and put another team in a bind because Alabama can throw it, but they run it, they're physical, McElroy doesn't lose games, and they do enough in the passing game to beat you. They can surprise you with play action. They got what I think is the best wide receiver in college football in Julio Jones, a full-grown beast now, folks. So they can beat you out there, but that's not their M.O. to throw 38 times. They don't want to do that. Arkansas is going to throw at the 40s. And if Ryan Mallett goes 30 or 40 for 400, they're going to be in the game the whole time. They're big and physical at wide out. They can throw it. Alabama's going to go in and win because I think physically Alabama's going to not. Trent Richardson may be the third or fourth best running back in the country, and he can't even start on Alabama. That's where the difference is. I think that Nick Saban, I know Nick Saban's a better coach than Bobby Petrino. Bobby knows offense, but it all comes down, like I said, folks, game planning is one thing, adjustments is another. Who's a better team? Who's got better football players, and who executes? That is, Fayetteville's going to be rocking. Those Razorback fans are going to be into it. They've got the most pure thrower in college football right now, and he's hot. And a big game for him catapults him to the front of the Heisman race. Right now, catapults him to the front of the Heisman race. Immediately. But he's going to have to play lights out. Ryan Mallett plays average. Alabama win by 3 touchdowns. Ryan Mallett plays good. Alabama's going to win by 10 points, maybe 2 touchdowns. Ryan Mallett plays lights out. They'll be in it, but Alabama's still going to win. So you're sitting there saying, well, how does Alabama win? I mean, how does Arkansas win? Alabama has to come in and turn the ball over 3 or 4 times on the road and give Arkansas the short field. And if they do, and if Mallett is hot and they protect the quarterback, it's going to be fun to watch. The key is, can Arkansas protect up front? Alabama's got an active front, defensive front, and Saban's going to give them a lot of different looks. The best way to create the problems, you don't just line your team up base and allow a left tackle to know who he's blocking. You create deception and create turmoil to where people are having trouble with bodies moving around. You see Rex Ryan and Bill Belichick do it all the time in the NFL. All the time. Because you got to know what Denny Green used to tell me. Who to get, and I mean tell our team, who to get and how to get them. How to get them is one thing, but when you don't know who to get, it's a problem. So I would see a lot of confusion from Alabama's defense. They've got to get after Ryan Mallett. And it's a very similar situation. We'll talk about the Cowboys, but you got to get after Matt Schaub. The hottest quarterback in the league right now, maybe. Vic's one of them, but a great thrower. Going to be an MVP candidate if this keeps up throughout the season. They've got the irony of it, passing yards per game. He led the league in yards passing last year, overall in the NFL, did Schaub. They're like sixth in the NFL in yards passing per game. Yet they're number one in five or six other categories offensively. And the strength of their team is passing. So with the left tackle Brown out, I don't mean Brown you out, I mean Brown is out with a suspension, DeMarcus Ware, you've got to pressure and pressure and hit him in the mouth the entire game. If not, he's going to have his way throwing it because the Cowboys can't cover Andre Johnson. Very few people can. But so we'll talk more about that. We break it down the NFL in our final segment of this hour. But I think Arkansas gets beat. Alabama, Arkansas, I think the real polls have 1 in 10. I think Arkansas is ranked 10. I saw on TV. I think polls are overrated. I could care less. I really could. Could care less about preseason polls. Could care less where they're ranked now. But they care because this BCS system, if you're Boise State and ranked 9th, you don't have a shot. You couldn't move up enough slots. Boise State ranked 3rd. An upset by somebody over Ohio State, and Iowa, Wisconsin beating Ohio State, you never know. But it may take a TCU team or somebody behind you to lose too, or Nebraska, because they could catapult them, or Oklahoma, depending on what happens. It's going to be a great fun game to watch, at least at the beginning. But this game, if Alabama's physical and runs it, and Ryan Mallett throws 2 interceptions, this game will get ugly in a hurry for Alabama. Meaning, ugly good for Alabama and Arkansas will be in trouble. So there you have it. West Virginia's going to get beat, but LSU is going to have all they can handle at home. Boise State going to beat Oregon State, and I'm not so sure they don't run them. I'm being honest about that. I'm not so sure they don't run them by 2 touchdowns and a field goal. At home, they're devastating. Sneaky Oregon team, folks. They're playing Arizona State, who gave Wisconsin all they can handle. Oregon's at number 6 hanging around. Don't be surprised when it's all done. Oregon's still around. You know, Oklahoma at Cincinnati, Oklahoma's going to pound them. We got TCU at SMU tonight. TCU, really, really good. June Jones will have something for them. But TCU, I can't believe nobody talks about them across the country. No love, no respect for that Texas team. Heck, they're better than the Cowboys right now. They're breaking down the NFL. But Alabama does beat Arkansas this week, and Mallett better protect the ball. But boy, is he fun to watch slinging it around a lot. Breaking down the NFL, making my picks. There'll be an upset this week. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. This is Voice America Sports, and fans, I love you.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for The Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to The Game Plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Finishing up this hour, I cannot wait until we get to 2 hours. I just can't. We're going to flood this show. Like I said, pass the word along, folks. We're unfiltered all the time, and I love when the fans come on unfiltered also. Let's break down this NFL game right from the top. Let's go right down through it and give you one key for each game. Tennessee at the Giants. Boy, there's a part of me that knows how Tennessee responds to adversity, but it's at New York. I think New York's going to be a bit too physical for them. I'm taking the Giants to get to 2-1 at home. The Bengals at Carolina Panthers. Panthers are switched in Jimmy Clausen. I think the Bengals are going to pound Clausen into submission. I'm not a big Cincinnati believer right now, but they did a good job at home against Baltimore, forced a bunch of turnovers, and they're good at that. Flacco threw it to the other team four times. I think that they'll force some turnovers from Jimmy Clausen, and Jimmy's going to realize what it's like to be a rookie in the league, take Cincinnati. Kansas City, 2-0, San Francisco, 0-2. I have so much respect for the way the Chiefs are playing. That being said, the 49ers are real close. 49ers are going to go on the road and win the game. It's hard for me to picture the Chiefs being 3-0, but they're starting to believe. But if you watch last week against the Saints, the 49ers did something. They elevated their play in a loss. I think 49ers go on the road and win that. Alex Smith, if he can stay with the same coordinator for a while and quarterback coach, I think they got a chance. Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay. Boy, kudos to Tampa Bay and the way they're playing. Young, active, get after it. Pittsburgh's got another starting quarterback now going to play. Charlie Batch is going to start, but Charlie's been a veteran in this league a long time. They're at Tampa. Going to be muggy, get after it. But you know what? Steelers are going to be 3-0. I'll have a hard time looking at myself and saying, Tampa 3-0? But they could be. They've got some bright young talent on that football team, but I just think Pittsburgh goes in there, gives a little bit more attitude. Buffalo at New England, save it. Buffalo starting a quarterback too. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start. Smart kid, but Belichick will give him all kinds of looks. And they're not losing two games in a row. Patriots win this. They were embarrassed last week by the Jets. Browns at Ravens. Ravens will come out and have a great game this week. And they will get after. Oh, I pity the offense. I do. I pity the offense. Seneca Wallace can move around, but I pity that offense in Cleveland. Baltimore is, after last week and the embarrassment, they're going to beat up on Cleveland. Atlanta at the Saints is my upset of the week. Saints coming off an emotional win. They're 2-0. They're go back home. Fans are going to be into it. Atlanta's better than their 1-1. They're better than their opening game loss against Pittsburgh. This team can run it. I think they're going to control the clock, get a little pressure. I look for Atlanta, and they have a difficult time. It's hard for the Falcons to go into New Orleans, but this is my upset of the week. I think Atlanta beats New Orleans. New Orleans is still so good, but I think Atlanta is going to go in there and run it and win this football game. Detroit at Minnesota, man, how good are the Lions just hanging around, and I love the way they're starting to play. Vikings don't impress me at all. Hand the ball to Adrian Peterson, protect it, mix in some short passing game and play action. I think the defense wins out for the Vikings this week. I think they beat Detroit, and and get off of the 0-3 train, and they'll get to 1-2. Philadelphia, Jacksonville, man, this is the hardest game for me to pick, and I'm gonna go on a limb and say that while I want Michael Vick to pull this one out just because I like the comeback story, I'm gonna say that Philadelphia is gonna have a hard time stopping the run game. I'm taking Jacksonville at home. I am. Michael Vick will do all he can to keep him in it, but I'm going to take Jacksonville at home. Washington at St. Louis, Washington on the road. Washington's going to stay around in the NFC East this year. St. Louis just doesn't have enough. Chargers at Seahawks. I believe that A.J. Smith, the general manager, I think that he needs to start catching a little heat. Chargers go on the road and beat Pete Carroll's team. Arizona hosting Oakland Raiders. Oakland's going with a new leader in Gradkowski, and I think Bruce wins this game. And I like the fact that they just flat out said, listen, he's better for us. They're going to go in to Arizona and win. Arizona, the home court of Arizona, without the Kurt Warners of the world, I don't think it scares too many people. Denver hosting Indianapolis. The Colts will win this football game. They will. Peyton Manning will do his thing, and they will have a good day. And I fully expect the Denver Broncos to try and establish a run to keep the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands. But they're only averaging 2.5 yards a carry. 2.4 yards a carry is Denver. That's not enough to keep the ball out of Manning's hands, and it won't be enough. They'll force some turnovers. Jets at Miami, I'm taking Miami at home. I think Miami on Sunday night, the way their defense is playing, they're getting after it. Sperano has a great, great game plan, has that Bill Parcells feel to him. Chad Henne's starting to come alive. There's no question in my mind. I didn't struggle over this pick. Sanchez played great last week. I think the Jets are a playoff team, at least at the beginning of the season I did. I don't see the Jets being able to throw the ball like they did last week. I'm taking Miami. And the Packers at Bears in what may be the best game of the week. Cutler is protecting the football. Mike March is making a huge difference. Great adjuster during games. I love Aaron Rodgers. I just do. I think the Packers go on the road and win the game. It's going to come down to which quarterback plays better. If Rodgers turns it over, Chicago wins. If Cutler gets caught in trying to force the ball, if Cutler plays patient, Chicago's going to win. But I'm going to pick Green Bay because they're my Super Bowl pick, and I think they can go on the road and beat Chicago. But, man, do I love the adjustments they made, and I'm impressed with Cutler battling back and doing what he does. And then people are calling this a game to watch, Cowboys at Texans. It's a game to watch because if the Cowboys lose, they're not making the playoffs. I said after an 0-2 start, I don't believe they're making the playoffs now. I just don't. I think that the Cowboys, they beat themselves up. Players-only meetings, it only work. Now, if they have a players-only meeting and it works and they win, everybody's going to say, oh, you got to have more players-only meetings. No. The only way the Cowboys win is go execute. The key to the game is putting Matt Schaub on his back. If you don't have a shot to win the football game. He'll throw it. The Cowboys won't be able to defend it. The other side of it is this offense can run it. They're averaging like $150 running a game is the Texans. The Cowboys put up fantasy numbers. Miles Austin's living up to his paycheck. Tony Romo put up stats, but he still makes mistakes in key parts of the game. Can the Dallas Cowboys give you 60 minutes? I haven't seen them this year. They give you 48, give you 52, they give you 37 minutes, and the Cowboys rushing the football has been atrocious. Now, if you're Jason Garrett, dude, you realize this, the secondary of the Texans and their defense has given up over 400 yards passing 2 weeks in a row. I'm not a big stats guy, but that's a lot of yardage being thrown for on your secondary. So it means tell me you've got to get more pressure on the quarterback if you're the Texans. So do the Cowboys come in and play along with that and say we're going to throw it and we're going to throw it all over the lot and try to pick this thing up and win? Or do the Cowboys come in thinking, okay, the Texans are going to change their coverages, so we're going to go back and play the reverse psychology game on you and beat you at it and run it? I still think even though the Texans don't play good pass defense, the Cowboys must establish the run first because the Cowboys are becoming a finesse football team, and finesse football teams basically squat to pee. Can't be a finesse team and win in this league on a regular basis and be a championship team is what I mean. I think the Texans win the football game, go 3-0, and prove that they're for real and if not the best team in the AFC right now. And I think the Cowboys go 0-3, and you're going to hear a lot of talk after this one. The Cowboys must play a complete game, and it starts with running the football and playing physical. The passing game will be there, and if you can run it, your passing game's even better. Go on the road and turn it over 3 times, and the Texans will win big. I got it 31-27. I think both offenses are going to move the football. I just think the Texans are going to make less mistakes than the Cowboys. Texans are a far more confident team. There you got it, breaking it down, man. There you got it. Upset of the week, Atlanta going into New Orleans and winning. Atlanta going into New Orleans and winning, which is going to make that division really, really fun to watch throughout the year. 49ers, Kansas City. I think 49ers can do it. I think they can go in and beat Kansas City. Wouldn't that be interesting? Kansas City starting out 3-0, huh? Boy, who wants to win the NFC West? And then the Packers and Bears game. I love this one, and the Jets and Dolphins game, both the Sunday and Monday night games. man, is that going to be nice. You know, Cutler, I mean, they got to get a running game, does Green Bay. You know that Forte is going to be in the mix for Chicago. I'm so impressed with the way Cutler's played the first 2 weeks. I said he was the most overrated star in the league as far as quarterbacks go. And, boy, he's taking that to heart. I don't even know if he read it, but he sure is answering that bell and playing protective football. But a lot of that goes to Mike Martz, who is as good a game planner as there is in the league and as good an adjuster. Mike's got a big ego. Mike may come out and throw it 18 times in a row in this game. He may do it. That's how Mike Martz operates. But, boy, do they make adjustments. The Cowboys, the one thing about the Cowboys, I was just looking over a stat, and like I've told you, I'm not huge on stats. Opponents are 4-for-24 on third down against the Cowboys. So Cowboys defense is stepping up on third down. All the more important, it validates my point. First down is the most important down in football. The Texans got to win on first down. And with the left tackle out, they sure as heck better stop DeMarcus Ware from taking over this game. Alabama wins to retain their number one ranking. The Texans prove that they belong at the top of the AFC. And Aaron Rodgers is going to prove why he is an MVP and a Super Bowl caliber quarterback this week. We're unfiltered. I would not fire a coach during the season. But will it happen if Wade Phillips goes 0-3 after their loss to the Texans this week? A great week of sports, a great weekend coming up. I'm honored to be a part of this and so grateful for you emailers and you callers. Tee it up on Monday. This is Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. It's Voice America Sports, and I got the best job in the world because I get to talk to you guys every day. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Sean Salisbury Unfiltered. We hope you'll come back weekdays at 11 a.m. in the East, 8 a.m. in the West on the Voice America Sports Channel. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.